So the holidays are coming up. And if you're like me, you've had your share of unpleasant holidays. I know. They're supposed to be wonderful family times. They're supposed to be full of romance. And if Netflix is anything to go by, everybody is supposed to live in some ridiculously festooned, Christmassy small town with one-dimensional cardboard people who are just delightful, and you're supposed to fall in love with a very attractive person within a couple of days. And I know that all of these things conspire to make us feel sometimes like we are defective, or something's wrong with us, or something's wrong with our families, or something. Christmas is a lot like Valentine's Day, and you get the idea. So here's my advice to you. If you are facing seeing some relatives that are not your favorite people in the world, Uncle Bocephus, who is always commenting on you and your appearance, or what's wrong with you, or don't you have a better job by now, or why are you still living at home, or any number of horrible things that he thinks is just hilarious. Here's the thing. I want you to go into the holidays understanding that whatever meaning the holidays have for you, that's a personal thing that you carry with you no matter what. No one else can or should be able to affect it. So if Christmas doesn't mean much to you, if it's not really a big deal, then it's not a big deal. When you go to your mother's house or your aunt's house or your grandmother's house or wherever you're supposed to go, just get through the day. Just realize this is just a thing that means something to my mom, or it means something to my grandmother, or whatever the case may be. You don't have to feel any way about it. You don't have to feel sparkly with the joy of the season or anything like that. If you love Christmas, if it's your favorite time of year, and you really do feel goodwill towards man, and you just love all the stuff, the turkey and the gingerbread and the everything and all the food and everything, then enjoy it. Just say, this is my favorite time of year. I love this stuff. I don't care what my stupid relatives think. I don't care what my uncle is going to say to me, or what my cousins are doing, or whether my youngest cousin has just won a Nobel Prize and everybody is like, oh, well, when's it going to be your turn to do something great? Are you still working at the mall? You know, that kind of thing. Just, you have to be in a bubble and say, nobody is entering my bubble. I'm in my Christmas bubble and I'm going to get my Christmas on. I'm going to do what I love to do at this time of year. And if you're anywhere in between, that's the way you've got to be about it. You have to go in knowing that these people are not going to change. They're never going to be any different than they are. You know how they behave. You know what they're like. They are your relatives. You couldn't choose them. You certainly wouldn't choose them if you could. But for whatever reason, it's important to other people in your family that they all get together once a year and get drunk and eat a lot of food and complain about each other. So my solid advice to you is find something that you really love about this time of year. It could be anything. It could be that you get some more time off. Just that's as simple as that. It's a time to just take some time off, put your feet up, relax. It could be that there's lots of amazing food around that you don't have to cook. That's fantastic. It could be that it's a time to treat yourself. It's the one time when you're kind of allowed to let your hair down a bit and just, you know, have things you don't normally have, or drink things you don't normally drink, or buy things for yourself, because this is Christmas and we do gift giving at Christmas. If it's a religious holiday for you that means something to you, focus on that. Focus on the spiritual aspect of it and just ignore the parts of the actual festivities and the actual getting together with relatives that aren't so spiritual, that you don't really enjoy. And please always remember, if you can, that any artificial holiday, and by artificial, I want to qualify what I mean here in a minute, any artificial holiday has no bearing on your value or the meaning in your life. Anything that is commercially celebrated by an entire culture of people at a certain time of year, for mostly the purpose of keeping businesses in business with gift giving and things like that. So by artificial, I mean, as you know, the day after Halloween, all the Christmas decorations go up in the shops and Christmas music starts playing. By the way, are you playing Whamageddon this year? I really hope you are. Tell me in the comments when you got Whamageddoned. If you don't know what Whamageddon is, let me explain it to you. Whamageddon is how long can you go into December before you hear Last Christmas by George Michael? You know, that Last Christmas, I give you my heart. Okay, so this doesn't count. I'm not George Michael, so this doesn't count. But you know that song, right? Very next day, you gave it away. So you have to say how long you go into December before you get Whamageddoned. And some people make it all the way through. They are rare beasts. They're really fortunate. But some people get it like November 1st. They get, bam, Whamageddoned November 1st. So play along, okay? And tell me in the comments when you got Whamageddoned. where was I? Okay, any artificial holiday like this, which is not really personally meaningful to you, but just something that we do in this part of the world, don't imbue it with any more meaning than it has. If it's mostly a Christian holiday, if you see it that way and you're not Christian, then don't think it has any kind of magical importance in your life. Don't think that there's supposed to be some, you know, flurries falling on Christmas Eve around the tree and the love of your life shows up on the sidewalk. And, you know, don't watch Hallmark movies. This is my advice to you. I don't care who you are. Do not, unless you are happily married and everything's wonderful in your life, stay away from Hallmark movies. They are the worst. They are just unbelievably bad. And they're good in a very positive way. They're very pro-love and all that, which is cute. But wow, you could get depressed watching these things if you really thought that this was what Christmas was supposed to be about. That everybody in your family was just a delightful character. You know, there was your mom and your grandma with her rosy cheeks and all your cousins and your sister and your brother and your uncle and everybody, the neighbor, everybody's wonderful, everybody loves each other. You would start to get so depressed, you'd just go face down in the Baileys and just, you know, wake me up when it's January. So don't fall for that, okay? If you have to go to some kind of work event that you know is going to be excruciating because you have to pretend to care about these people, even though you can barely stand working with them, do something around that event just for you so that you can trade off some sort of obligation with something that's fun just for you, something that you alone enjoy. So that the whole time you're there, grinding your teeth and digging your nails into your palms, you can say, it's okay. I can pretend that I like Kathy from accounting. I can pretend that I don't want to strangle her every time I see her because I know I'm going to go do X as soon as this is over or tomorrow or whatever. However you need to get through some of these things, you can do it, okay? And please understand that these are just almost like, I don't know, rites of passage, just the cost of being part of a modern family. I don't really know. I find it all a little taxing myself. But you can always watch Christmas Vacation and watch Clark W. Griswold have a complete meltdown and see that this is exactly what the pressure of the season does to people. So I'm going to end by saying I'm going to list some of my favorite Christmas movies that I think you should watch just because they're fun. So National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, classic, absolute classic. You have to watch that. Die Hard, don't at me. This is a Christmas movie, full stop, period. Ho, ho, ho. Now I have a machine gun motherfucker, whatever. That's a Christmas movie. So is Die Hard 2. You know, the, yeah, definitely. Both Christmas movies. So watch those two. I love watching A Christmas Story about the kid who wants a Red Ryder BB gun. That is brilliant. I have been to the Cleveland house, the actual museum house where that movie was filmed. Awesome, bucket list type thing. Fantastic place. It's a wonderful, absolutely wonderful movie. You have to watch that. I like the stop motion Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, where very deeply weird in many ways, but just enjoyable. It's from the 60s. It's fantastic. Charlie Brown Christmas. Oh, my God. And if you can find the Vince Guaraldi soundtrack on Spotify from Charlie Brown Christmas, beautiful jazz, beautiful piano. It's one of the best Christmas music soundtracks out there. You should definitely treat yourself and listen to that. I like Jingle All the Way. This is a guilty pleasure. It's stupid. It's so stupid. It's such a stupid movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I know. Again, don't at me. It's a guilty pleasure. I like it. I watch it every year. I don't know why. Let's see. What else can I think of? Oh, Family Man, I think, is kind of cute. It's a kind of a take on A Wonderful Life, on It's a Wonderful Life, which is another great classic Christmas movie. And also A Christmas Carol or Scrooge. That's great for watching on Christmas Eve. That's a great movie to watch. I don't like Love Actually. In fact, I hate that movie. And I'm probably in the minority here, I know, but I hate that movie. There's a lot of really bad things in that movie, and it doesn't fill me with the Christmas spirit, put it that way. So I would skip Love Actually if I were you. But, you know, maybe you like it. It's up to you. Let me think if there's anything else that I tend to like. There is a movie from the 1940s that I find very charming. It's called Christmas in Connecticut. It stars Barbara Stanwyck. Not Barbara Streisand. Barbara Stanwyck. It's black and white. It's kind of a bit of a screwball comedy, but it's charming in its own way. If you like putting on something old-fashioned that's just in the background. Not a big fan of White Christmas with Bing Crosby. Not really one of my favorites. And let me see. What else do I watch routinely? Oh, Miracle on 34th Street. The version with Mara Wilson from the early 90s. Again, it's schmaltzy as hell. It really is. But Richard Attenborough? David Attenborough? I can never tell those two apart. This is terrible. Richard Attenborough, right? David's the guy with all the animals and the lizards and stuff, right? So Richard Attenborough is great in that movie. And Mara Wilson is really charming. So that's a favorite of mine to watch every year, too. But let me know if you have traditional movies that you watch every year without fail, or if you found a new one that you think I might want to watch and add to my roster of favorites. So hang in there. Keep your jingle bells jingling. I am hoping to be able to do some Christmas-themed audios coming up. I'm having a bit of a rough month. My life has gone a bit topsy-turvy again, thanks to cancer, but I'm handling it. But I'm going to try really hard to get some more Christmas material out for you guys. In the meantime, this is just something I want you to keep in mind and take care of yourself and start planning some Christmas treats for yourself, okay? Feliz Navidad. Joyeux Noël. Merry Christmas.